From the campuses of Mount Holyoke College in South Hadley, Massachusetts, and Hamilton College in Clinton, New York, the National Broadcasting Company, in cooperation with Good Housekeeping Magazine, presents the College Quiz Bowl. Tonight, Hamilton College is out to challenge the varsity scholars from Mount Holyoke College, the school that last week beat Colgate University in an upset here in the College Quiz Bowl. And now, here in Radio City, New York, is your master of the quiz, Alan Ludden.
Hi there, everybody. It's good to have you with us for another intercollegiate battle of the brains. Tonight, Mount Holyoke returns to the College Quiz Bowl to meet a challenging team from Hamilton College in what promises to be a fast, exciting quiz game between the girls and the boys, as it were. Now, let's get this game going. First, we're going to meet the teams up in South Hadley, Massachusetts, where Bruce Kern is stationed WTIC, Hartford, Connecticut, is on hand to referee for the Mount Holyoke College team. Are you with us, Bruce?
Right here, Alan, and so is the Mount Holyoke College team. They're glad to be back on Quiz Bowl, and this time they aim to stay. Here they are to say hello.
Betsy Witters, Summit, New Jersey.
Mara Mullins, Birmingham, Alabama.
Barbara Clickstein, Medford, Massachusetts.
Ellen Richards, Sao Paulo, Brazil.
All right, there you've met the top Quiz Bowl champs, the new ones from Mount Holyoke College in South Hadley, Massachusetts. Now let's leave Massachusetts and go way upstate to Clinton, New York, where Bob Whitney of station WSYR Syracuse is standing by to referee for the Hamilton College team. Take it away, Bob Whitney.
All right, Alan, and I want to tell you that after listening to the ladies from Holyoke outmaneuver Colgate in last week's game, the men from Hamilton have decided to take their kid gloves off. Here they are to introduce themselves.
Mark Heller, Albany, New York.
Mike Sundell, Montreal, Quebec.
Cal Torrance, Jamestown, New York.
Robin Holloway, Dunkirk, New York.
Right, now we've met both teams. Before Roger Tuttle explains our rules, may I point out that we recognize the fact that here in the College Quiz Bowl, we're putting the emphasis on a quick recall of specific facts. But we're also trying to give you an opportunity to meet a few of the many versatile personalities to be found today on every American campus. Now, how about the rules, Roger?
Right, Alan, and here they are. Alan Ludden asks a toss-up question worth 10 points. The first team to signal it knows the answer gets a chance to answer it. When Hamilton College signals, you'll hear. And when Mount Holyoke College signals, you'll hear. By means of a special electronic selector, the team which signals first, even by a split second, activates its light here in New York City and makes it impossible for the other team's light to flash. Now, if a team gives a wrong answer to the toss-up question, the other team is given a chance to answer it. And whichever team gives the right answer gets a bonus question worth a stated number of points. The team with the most points at the end of the game is the winner and will return next week to defend its title here in the College Quiz Bowl.
Thank you, Roger. Now, remember, teams, you may interrupt a toss-up question before I've finished asking it, but if you do and your answer's wrong, your team's going to be penalized 5 points, and I'll repeat the question, giving the other team a free crack at it. Okay, those are the rules, and that's the opening whistle, so let's go. Here's your first toss-up. It could earn you a chance tonight at a 40-point bonus. Are you set? Okay, here we go. For 10 points, who said, in the spring, a young man's fancy, Mount Holyoke?
Barbara Clickstein.
That was Tennyson.
That was right for 10 points, and you interrupted the toss-up. In the spring, a young man's fancy turns to thought, lightly turns to thoughts of love, Alfred Lord Tennyson. All right, Holyoke, here is a 40-point bonus question. You know, Bartlett's Familiar Quotations contains hundreds of famous lines from the Bible, Shakespeare, Milton, and other literary greats. But it also contains some less literary but nonetheless quotable quotes. For 10 points apiece now, I want you to see, Holyoke, if you can identify the authors of the following quotable quotes. First, no matter how thin you slice it, it's still baloney.
Oh. Al Smith?
That's right, Al Smith. Got 10 points. All I know is just what I read in the paper.
Will Rogers.
Right for 10 points. What this country needs is a good 5-cent cigar.
That's Judge Marshall, isn't it? Vice President.
That's exactly right. Vice President Thomas R. Marshall for 10 points. Okay, you'll get all 40 of them if you know who said, I should have stood in bed.
Joe Jacobs.
By golly, they got it. Joe Jacobs, the fight promoter. Okay, I got a 25-point bonus now. Here's a toss-up that could earn it for you. For 10 points. Complete this relationship question. Clarissa is to Sir Anthony as Clementine is to whom? Holyoke!
Barbara Clickstein.
Sir Winston Churchill.
That's right, for 10 points. Sir Winston Churchill. Clarissa Churchill is the new Prime Minister's wife. Clementine Hozier is the ex-Prime Minister's wife. And, Holyoke, you're hot tonight. Here's your 25-point bonus you earned. You know, people named Smith have not always and not only been extremely numerous, but have also contributed a great deal to our history and literature. Now, for a quick, and I want them quick, 5 points apiece, give me the first names of the following Smiths. First of all, 5 points apiece, this is, the Smith who founded a new religion.
Joseph Smith.
Right, for 5 points. The Smith who married Pocahontas.
John Smith.
Right. The Smith who wrote one of America's best-loved patriotic songs.
William.
No.
No.
Oh, Henry?
No. Samuel Francis Smith wrote My Country Tis of Thee. You did not get that 5 points, all right? The Smith who wrote humorous novels about people who become invisible.
Thorne Smith.
All right, 5 points. The Smith who was called the Smith of Smiths.
Al Smith?
No.
H. Allen?
No, Sidney Smith, English wit and essayist. All right, now before we move along to another toss-up question, let's find out what the stakes are in this game, Roger.
Right, Alan. Each week, Good Housekeeping Magazine will award to the school of the winning team a $500 gift to be administered by the college. Now, this may go to a scholarship fund or to a campus activity. And each member of the losing team will receive an attractive, dependable Whitnor wristwatch, a distinguished member of the Longines Whitnor family of fine watches. Since 1866, maker of watches of the highest character. Well, those are the stakes. Now, with 20 and a half minutes to go, the score, Mount Holyoke has 75... and Hamilton has yet to scratch. We'll go back to another toss-up question, Alan.
Okay, here we go. A 30-point bonus is in the offing. May I see your buzzer, Hamilton? That's it. It's working, man. So here we go. A 30-point bonus is in the offing. Here's the toss-up. 10 points. Tell us the age of a young gentleman named William Sylvanus Baxter. Hamilton.
17.
Right. 17. In Bruce Arkington's novel of the same name, Willie Baxter. Okay, Hamilton, you've got a 30-point bonus. You know, I'm going to quote now the first part of three famous Churchillian phrases. For 10 points apiece, you're to complete each phrase with Churchill's exact words. Now, may I warn you, Hamilton, these words are often mixed. I want the exact words that follow those that I say. Are you ready? Think carefully, come up with the right answer. I have nothing to offer but...
Blood, sweat, tears, and toil.
Blood, sweat, and tears?
Blood, toil, sweat, and tears.
No, I'm sorry, I cannot give it to you. It is blood, toil, tears, and sweat. That was near, but I need them exactly, and I need them in the sequence in which he spoke them. All right. Never in the field of human conflict.
Yep. Was so much owed to so many by so few?
The other way around.
All right, say it right and you'll have
was
it.
Was so much owed to so few by so many?
No.
Was so much owed by so many to so few?
I'll accept it. That's right. We have it on the work. On a bonus question, may I advise our audience again that on a bonus question, we allow them to work it out and I accept the right answer when I hear it. Never in the field of human conflict was so much owed by so many to so few. All right, complete this next one. If the British Commonwealth and Empire last for 1,000 years, men will still say...
This was their finest hour.
Right, for 10 points. I have a 30-point useful bonus coming up next. A 30-point useful bonus coming up next. Here's your toss-up that can earn it for you for 10 points. What Memphis dentist recently made news when he... Hamilton.
Cal Torrance.
Kerry Middlecoff.
That's the right answer, and I didn't even ask the question. I was to ask what Memphis dentist recently made news when he traded his drill for his driver, and the answer is Kerry Middlecoff, who recently won the Masters Golf Tournament in Georgia's Augusta National Course, and here's your 30-point musical bonus. Hamilton. It's a musical word game. I'm going to play three selections. Now listen carefully. Each of these selections is known by the key in which it is written. The key letters spell out a word. You're to listen to all three of these segments of these three selections and then tell me the word. I'm interested only in the word spelled by the keys of these three selections.
Mm-hmm.
that's one letter. What's this letter? Another letter. What's this letter? All right, what is the word?
Gad? G-A-D?
God?
No, I cannot accept it. I'm sorry you missed it. It is fad, F-A-D. Concerto in A minor by Grieg, melody in F by Rubinstein, symphony in D by Cesar Franck. Okay. We're moving along now. What's the score in time, Roger?
Right now, Alan, we have 16 and a half minutes to go. Hamilton has 40, Mount Holyoke has 75.
And I have a 20-point bonus that you could work into a 50-pointer, a 50-point potential in the next bonus question, so fight for it. Here's the toss-up. A Pekingese is both a dog and a resident of a Chinese city. For 10 points, what word means both a resident of a Mediterranean island and a kind of cat? Holyoke.
Barbara Clickstein.
Maltese.
Right, for 10 points. You got it, Holyoke. Okay, here's a bonus question that's Greek to me, but it'll probably be a snap for you. The job is simply to name in order the first 10 letters of the Greek alphabet. Now, you'll get 20 points if you can name the first four in order. You must name them in order and misname the first four. Then you'll get 5 points apiece for each of the next six that you can name in order for a possible total of 50 points. You ready? Let's go.
Alpha, beta, gamma, delta.
20 points. All right.
Epsilon.
Yeah.
Eta. Zeta.
No, you missed. You're out.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You missed Eta and Zeta. You reversed them, but you got 25 points.
No, I said
points.
Eta, Zeta.
It's Zeta, Eta, though. Zeta is number okay. Six. Eta is number seven.
Oh, I'm sorry.
All right, that's 25 points for Holyoke. Clear scoring time, Roger.
Right now, Alan, we have 16 minutes to go. Mount Holyoke now has 110. Hamilton has 40.
All right, and I have a 30-point bonus in the offing. Here's your toss-up. For 10 points, what famous mid-18th century book was advertised as etymological, analogical, Hamilton?
Mark Keller.
The Dictionary of Samuel Johnson.
Boy, you got it right for 10 points. I was going to say syntactical, explanatory, and critical, and that's Johnson's Dictionary. Okay, Hamilton, here's a 30-point bonus for you. David killed Goliath with a slingshot. Frankie killed Johnny with a pistol. For 10 points apiece, you're to name the lethal weapon used to kill each of the following. First, Cock Robin.
Bow and arrow.
Right.
Bow and
arrow. Right for 10 points. Agamemnon. Agamemnon.
Stone?
No. His sword.
No, I must have an axe. I was waiting for an axe. I will insist on an axe, I think. Absalom.
He was caught by his hair in a trunk of a tree.
He hanged himself on the branch of a tree, didn't he?
And he was pierced through with a sword hanging there, I think.
Dart
was it.
You accept it? You accept it, Mr. McGregor? Because it was one of those simultaneous things I couldn't hear. Yeah. Did he say darts before I did?
Yeah.
All right. Three darts, I'll give you the 10 points. Darts, I would have accepted darts alone, not necessarily the number. All right, score in time now, Rod.
Right now, Alan, we have 13 and a half minutes to go. Hamilton has now climbed to 70 points to Mount Holyoke's 110.
Okay, I got a 30-point bonus coming up. Here's your toss-up. Tuscaloosa's in Alabama. For 10 points, where's Oskaloosa? No takers? Hamilton.
Robin Holloway.
Florida.
No, can you take it, Holyoke?
Oklahoma?
No, Iowa. Here we go with another toss-up question. Still in the offing, a 30-point bonus. A plant that talks in Lewis Carroll's Alice in Wonderland has the same name as a character that whoops and buries Peter Pan. For 10 points, what is that name? Hamilton.
Cal Torrance.
Cheshire?
Can you take it, Mario?
Yes. Ellen Richard.
Tiger Lily.
Right, for 10 points. Tiger Lily. Okay. Just a minute, I got an interrupted toss-up there, didn't I? You think so? Must penalize Hamilton, 5 points. Penalize Hamilton's 5 points for interrupting the toss-up question I had yet to finish. What is that name? Okay, here we go. 30-point bonus coming up. It's for you, Holyoke.
Good.
A mineralogist studies minerals. Mineralogist. A dermatologist studies skin. For a quick 5 points apiece, what do the following ologists study? A speleologist.
Case.
They got it. 5 points, that's right. Phrenologist.
Brain.
Box on the head.
Right. Herpetologist.
What was that?
Snakes.
That's right. Herpetologist. Hagiologist.
Bones?
No. All right, time is called Saints and Their Lives.
Oh.
An oologist.
A who?
Oologist. An oologist.
Mouse.
Eggs.
Eggs. Eggs. All right, birds' eggs. Okay. Oologist. A campanologist.
Oh, yeah. Bells.
Bells, that's right. By golly, you got it all. 30 points.
And, Alan, right at the midtime break, as a matter of fact, a whistle which calls for a one-minute timeout in our proceedings right now.
Thank you, Roger. We're going to talk to the teams, you know, in just a moment. But first, may I remind you that Good Housekeeping, the magazine America lives by, awards the $500 cash prize that goes to the college of the winning team here in our Radio College Quiz Bowl each week. Okay, now let's take a doubt a moment and talk to the teams. First of all, to the challenging team tonight, Hamilton. Let me meet these men in the Hamilton team. Robin Holloway, how are you classified, sir?
I am a senior, a math major.
And your plans upon graduation?
I'm going to go to New York City and work at the Equitable Life Assurance Company.
You gave your future employer a plug, and that's a good idea. Okay, Mike Sundell, how are you classified?
Well, I'm a junior right now, and I'm majoring in literature, mostly English and French.
What are your plans upon graduation?
Oh, I don't know yet. It's too far away.
Not very. Okay, Cal Torrance, how are you classified?
I'm a senior, Alan, majoring in history, and I hope to enter the United States Naval Reserve in June.
You hope to enter the Naval Reserve?
I shouldn't say I hope to. There's no choice.
I see. Why did you choose the Navy?
Because I think the Navy is a better service than the Army, the Marine Corps, or the Air Force.
The opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect those of an Army officer. All right. Mark Heller.
Nearly their way of getting on the air.
I'm a senior, Alan, and I'm majoring in English composition and literature. Next year, I hope to attend Harvard Law.
Well, I'm sure you will with your kind of academic record. It's nice to meet you, gentlemen. Good to have you in the College Quiz Bowl.
Alan, can I say one more thing, perhaps?
You sure can.
I just want to cheer up two Hamilton men that we hope are sitting in the Mount Holyoke Chapel right now cheering for us.
Oh, I see.
Jay Abelett from Rye, New York, and Pete O'Hara from Norwich, New York, with their dates from Smith.
Put those men in a fine spot. All right. I'm sure there are more popular men at Mount Holyoke right now, but all the ladies at Mount Holyoke are so gracious and so busy that they hardly notice, because this is a busy day up there, I understand. Barbara Klickstein, what's so busy about Mount Holyoke today?
Well, I'll tell you. There's just a few things going on, like junior prom. And then there was an octet concert with people from all different colleges singing this afternoon.
Uh-huh.
Then Ellen over here was debating all afternoon against, guess who, Colgate and Hamilton.
Guess who?
And then we've had a poetry contest, which was really something, called the Glasscock, with Marianne Moore as the visiting poet. We've just learned that Frank Lloyd Wright is coming up to give us a talk on architecture. And we're having a world premiere of a play by Henry James.
Well, that seems like enough to happen in one evening. My goodness. That's a busy campus. In addition to that, you've got two Hamilton men there with a Smith girl.
Yeah.
Quite a time tonight, but it looks like our time is up. It's time to get back to the quiz. Scoring time, Roger.
Right, Alan. Now, with 8.5 minutes to go, the score, Hamilton now has 65, Mount Holyoke has 145. We go back to another toss-up question.
And I have a 30-point musical bonus coming up. Here's your toss-up. This man gave his name to a glacier in Greenland. Holyoke.
Ellen Richards.
Humboldt.
By golly, you got it. Humboldt is the right answer. I was to say, a peak in Colorado and a current off South America for 10 points. Who was he? Alexander von Humboldt is the answer, Holyoke. And you got a 30-point musical bonus. You know, this time of year, people start planning their vacations. So, girls, I want to talk about some vacation-type music. All I want you to do now is to tell us what general vacation area each selection you hear suggests. However, let me warn you about this. Talk it over. I want one answer from the team, and
but
I want
you...
You
can talk it over.
Yes, but talk fast. Let us hear you and signal...
Okay.
As soon as you know the answer the team is going to say, this item.
If I find
Okay, what area? Quickly, let me hear an answer.
Northwoods?
All right, sand and the sea. Nat King Cole would suggest the beach, the shore, and so forth. All right, what general area would this suggest?
New Orleans.
All right, that's the answer, and that's wrong. It could be a city generally, but it would be New York specifically, being Manhattan Serenade. All right, what general area would this be?
Red River Valley.
You'll accept Valley?
Red River Valley.
Mr. McGregor accepts it. It's springtime in the Rockies.
Oh.
Red River Valley, too. What do you expect? It's springtime in the... Is that Red River Valley, too? Okay, you got it. Got 10 points out of it. 30-point musical... Yeah, don't sing, Roger. We got to get along. All right, we have a 30-point musical bonus coming up. No, not musical. 30-point bonus coming up. Here's your toss-up. For 10 points... Name the famous man who was supposed to have been born and who also died on April 23rd. Hamilton.
Shakespeare.
Shakespeare is right for 10 points, Hamilton. Here's your bonus question, Hamilton. You know, in fact and fiction, certain residential addresses are associated with certain famous people and characters. Now, for 10 points apiece, first, who lived at 137 DeCoven Street?
DeCoven Street. That
wasn't Elizabeth Barrett, was it?
No, it was Mrs. O'Leary, whose cow kicked over the lamp to start the Chicago fire. All right, for 10 points, who died at Peterson House on 10th Street?
Lincoln,
right, for 10 points. Okay, who owned the Admiral Benbow Inn?
Jim Hawkins and his parents.
And his parents, the Treasure Island, right for 10 points. You got it all. Score and climb, Roger.
Right now we have 5 minutes to go. Hamilton now has 95 points against Mount Holyoke's 165.
All right, and I have a 20-point bonus coming up. Here's your toss-up for 10 points. What country's king has a father-in-law and an uncle who are also currently kings? Hamilton.
Cal Torrance.
Thailand.
Can you take it, Mount Holyoke?
We'll try. Ellen Richards.
Saudi Arabia.
No, Denmark. Denmark's King Frederick of Denmark is the son-in-law of King Gustav of Sweden and the nephew of King Hakon of Norway. Here's a toss-up question. A 20-point bonus still coming up for 10 points. What are Brunhilde, Lansing, and Leon? Polio.
Barbara Klickstein.
They're viruses and poliomyelitis.
Three strains of poliomyelitis. I'll accept it. Fine for 10 points, Mount Holyoke. Here's your bonus question. You will get 20 points now, girls, if you can name the title and the author of the following poetic verse. Quinquirine Ream of Nevada.
Cargoes by John Galsworthy. John Masefield.
John Masefield.
That's right, and I didn't even get to quote it, and it's so nice. I was to go on through. All right, you got it. I've never known from distant Ophir, rowing home to Haven in sunny Palestine. All right, John Masefield's Cargoes. You got 20 points, Holyoke. There's a 25-point bonus coming up. Here's the toss-up. For 10 points. By what name do all college students know a book subtitled, quote, Matter, Form, and Power of a Commonwealth, Ecclesiastical and Civil? Mount Holyoke.
Barbara Wealth Clickstein. Of Nations.
Can you take it, Hamilton?
Can you repeat that?
Yes, I can, because it was an interrupted toss-up, was it not? All right. I had not yet said civil when they... So that's 5 points for Holyoke, penalized. For 10 points, by what name do all college students know a book subtitled, Matter, Form, and Power of a Commonwealth, Ecclesiastical and Civil? Time is called. Hamilton, you did not get it. The answer is The Leviathan by Thomas Hobbes. All right, here's a musical toss-up. Here's a musical toss-up, still in the offing, a 25-point bonus. You're to signal now as soon as you know where you would be if you were the title of this song. Hamilton.
I'm sorry, Alan, that was my fault.
All right. Roll a little right foot. All right, nobody knows The Fish. You would have been in the water. That's Mindy Carson's record, The Fish. And the answer would have been In the Water. All right, I got a 25-point bonus coming up. Here's a toss-up. Maybe you'll get this one for 10 points. What common adjective is used to describe a certain kind of horn, a certain kind of cake,
and a certain kind of cut. Holyoke.
Ellen Richards.
Marble.
Can 5 points penalize Holyoke? Here, I'll repeat it for the Hamilton team. For 10 points, what common adjective is used to describe a certain kind of horn, a certain kind of cake, and a certain kind of cut?
Do you consider French a common adjective?
What?
French?
No. The word is short. Short horn, short cake, and short cut. Common adjective. All right. Still a 25-point bonus. Here's a toss-up. Come on, kids. Here we go. For 10 points. In the Crusades, what sultan led the Saracens? Hamilton.
Mark Heller.
Saladin.
That's right. Saladin. Sultan of Egypt. All right. 25 points. 10 points for Hamilton. 10 points for Hamilton. 25-point bonus, Hamilton. What English prime minister made what queen empress of what country?
Israeli, wasn't it?
Israeli?
Israeli.
Israeli made Queen Victoria empress of India?
That's right, for 25 points.
Right now, Alan, we have 1 minute to go. Hamilton now has 130 against Mount Holyoke's 185.
And I have a 20-point bonus coming up. Here we go. Here's a scientific relationship question. For 10 points, complete this statement. A proton is to hydrogen as an alpha particle is to what? No takers. Holyoke.
Barbara Klickstein.
Uranium.
Can you take it, Hamilton?
Cal Torrance.
Helium.
Right, for 10 points. Helium. Here's your 20-point bonus, Hamilton. For 20 points. Name the presidents of the United States who held office after Zachary Taylor and before Abraham Lincoln.
Millard Fillmore, Franklin Pierce, James Buchanan.
Right, for 20 points. Okay, a 20-point bonus is coming up. Can you take... Here you go, for 10 points. What did the following men all discover? Inca, Brooke, and Morehouse. They discovered comets.
Alan, I'm sorry you gave the answer, but we'll have to hold it because that's the end of the game for this week. The final score in the College Quiz Bowl tonight is 160 points for Hamilton and 185 points for Mount Holyoke, the winner. To each member of the Hamilton College team, it's our pleasure to award an attractive and dependable Whitnor wristwatch, a distinguished member of the Longines Whitnor family of fine watches. Since 1866, makers of watches of the highest character. For fielding the winning team tonight, Mount Holyoke will receive a $500 gift from Good Housekeeping magazine to be administered by the college. And these varsity scholars from Holyoke will return next week to meet Syracuse University in Syracuse, New York, in this new All-American quiz game. Here once again, your master of the quiz, Alan, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm still here, and I want to congratulate Mount Holyoke College. You girls were simply phenomenal, and to you men from Hamilton College, you did a great job. You gave them a very tight fight. Robin Holloway, Mike Sundell, Cal Torrance, and Mark Keller. It's been a pleasure to have you here. Now, next week, Mount Holyoke beats Syracuse. In the following weeks, we're going to have varsity scholars here from Goucher College in Baltimore, Maryland, and Fordham University in New York City, New York. So I hope you'll be with us again next week and every week for an exciting quiz game here in the College Quiz Bowl. It's been a great pleasure to be here. Again, may I remind you that Good Housekeeping Magazine, the magazine America lives by, contributes the $500 weekly scholarship awarded to the winning team. This is Alan Ludden inviting you again to be with us next week. So long, everybody.
Tonight were for Hamilton College, Bob Whitney of station WSYR, Syracuse, New York, and for Mount Holyoke College, Bruce Kern of station WTIC in Hartford, Connecticut. College Quiz Bowl is an NBC Radio Network presentation originated and produced by John Moses and Don Reed, written by Nancy Fogg and directed by Ken McGregor. This is Roger Tuttle speaking. Good night.
Join Clifton Fadiman and his guests for a stimulating conversation tonight over most NBC radio stations.